Man, you better take that new baby pamper and squeeze the jaw and sleep on and put that shit on face cream at night. You got it right there coming in a few months. You ain't even got to pay for it.
That's fair. I do have, it's going to be, if nothing else, I'm going to start like selling it. I got to make some money on this bad boy, even if I'm not using it for myself.
Well, you got to try it. You got to try your own product to let everybody know it works.
That's fair. Although that feels like that breaks one of the 10 piss commandments. You don't get high on your own supply. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta.
Well, you ain't getting high. You getting pretty. We ain't talking about crack, sir. We talking about smooth baby ass skin.
Yep, yep, yep. There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we dive deep, deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories, and we finally work to prove that Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is just the evil Simone Biles in the multiverse. Same lady, different dimensions. They both built like tiny little chocolate biceps. It's just one found gymnastics and positivity and the other one found supporting the police and eating a white woman's butt. That's it. That's the only difference between the two of them. I stand behind this conspiracy theory. I live for telling that nonsense to whoever will listen. I'm your host, Langston Kerman, as always, coming in hot. You know how I come in. I always come in this way. This is how I behave almost all of the time. But you know who doesn't misbehave the way that I do? You know who doesn't seem to be coming in with all of the ridiculous bullshit that I tend to come up with? Is my guest today. What a fucking treasure, a treat of a person that we have joining us today. She's so funny. I am such a big fan of her comedy. She is hilarious. One of the funniest human beings on this here planet Earth. And on August 12th, she has a brand new show called The Miss Pat Show, coming out on BET Plus. A whole lot of important people like the motherfucker, so you motherfuckers better like it too. She's hilarious. Give it up for my guest, Miss Pat.
Hello, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Stuck in a hotel with a wig on crooked, but I'm okay.
If you gotta be stuck in the hotel, I would hope your wig is crooked. You know, you don't want it on right alone in a hotel.
Well, I had it off until I figured I had this wasn't what I thought it was. I had to throw the wig on with the hat. But thank God I had one handy.
Well, it looks lovely from here. Over Zoom, it looks glamorous. I'm really excited you're here today. You came with a conspiracy theory that I've been hearing for years and years and years. And I've been very excited for someone to finally take on this program. Not a lot of people have dealt in this space, and it's really exciting for me, so I don't want to belabor this anymore. But you said, my mama told me,
baby pee cures acne.
Yep. Especially like not with Pampers, but with the cloth diapers. Mm-hmm. I'm a lot older than you, so the baby will piss in the diaper and your mama will wipe your face with it.
Oh my!
I suffer from acne too. I don't think I got enough baby piss in my face because I had a lot of acne. But if you was in the first form of it, I think it really worked. My mama wiped. She would literally take the pamper off, the diaper off, and put it. We saw that all the time in the hood where they wiped the baby face with piss.
So you're the other telling kid's face. Me. This is firsthand experience that your mm-hmm. mom literally wiped your face with cloth diaper baby pee.
Wiped everybody's face in the house with pee. Hers too.
And so these are your, was this your younger siblings' pee?
No, it was like other people, like my aunt's baby, because I'm my mama. I am the youngest in my family. So if my aunt was there with her kid and they take off a cloth diaper, like, come here, let me wipe your face. Hell, they wipe their own face with it.
So just if there was pee in the house, you lined up. Everybody got a quick wiping just to help alleviate whatever facial issues y'all were going through.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, this was before Noxzema, too. Because, you know, after Pissy came Noxzema for black people.
Sure. We went from piss to bleach on our faces as like the alternative with Noxzema.
Yeah, Noxzema was the good shit. Oliver Lane was after that. But yeah, I lived that conspiracy theory way. They took a cloth diaper and wiped your face with it. Okay. Saw it all the time.
So your mother did this to y'all. Do you mm-hmm. then choose to do that to your kids? Did you then I got to hand down this tradition and make sure this continues in our family?
I'm not going to lie. I did it with my oldest son because he had acne really bad, but I don't think he appreciated it at all. I don't think he appreciated it. I tried it once with my son, my oldest son, and I just ended up going to acne cream.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's a way to express gratitude when your mother rubs piss in your face. You know what I mean? Like, there's no cool way of being like, thank you so much, Mom, for the way you love me.
But baby piss is pure piss. It ain't had no alcohol. It ain't did no drugs. That's pure piss. Now, you piss into something that wipe my face. That's nasty. You done did some stuff in your life. But a two-day-old baby pissing, that's pure piss.
That's fair. Babies don't eat microwave burritos. You know what I mean? Like they're out here just they're eating the purest things that the world can offer, and therefore maybe have less contaminants in their urine.
And it's called titty milk, the best milk on the planet, they say.
Right, you got your almond milk, your cow's milk, and of course your titty milk. And titty milk is the top of the tops.
It's the whole food milk.
Okay, so you're saying you had this happen, but you don't feel like it cured the acne for you. It did not solve acne for you.
Well, I mean, we didn't stick around and get pissed on all the time in the face. But, you know, it did take a little dirt off. But it wasn't a treatment she had in the jaw sitting by the toothpaste. But if you black and you born in the 70s, that shit probably happened to everybody in your family. It was all the time at my granddaddy's house. You saw my granddad do all type of crazy ass remedy. Well, and my mom. But one of the things she did the most was baby diapers.
Yeah. Okay, so this happens, and you're not sticking around to do it. Do you think, had you stuck around, it would have cured you? Are you still under the presumption that, like, oh, man, if I would have taken it?
I think it works.
Oh, shit. I love that. I love that.
I think it works. Because that old shit worked way better than new shit. I mean, think about it. Some of this acne cream probably got baby piss in it. We just don't know it.
Right.
Yeah, I think
Johnson
it works.
Johnson & Johnson just has vials of baby pee that they're mixing into these products to help with our acne.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised about the stuff that they take and put in things. But I think baby piss works.
I love that. Okay, tell me a little bit more about the process here, because this is something that I've never experienced. Nobody ever put any baby pee on my face, but I'm curious about, like, okay, they put it on your face, but piss smells like piss. Now, baby pee smells better than average pee, but you still are walking around with pee on your face. Do you then wash it off after a certain point?
Well, my mama did it and my aunts did it. They just take the diaper out the baby piss. Come here, let me wipe this on you. And then, you know, let it dry. Nobody, baby piss don't stink. It's not like a 5-year-old pissing in the bed, sir. You know, piss got to sit around. Piss got to sit around to create odor. But a 2-month-old baby piss don't smell like that. He got to piss a whole lot and sit in it. So, yeah, we did. My mom, that's why I picked this one. I was like, oh, I remember this shit.
Okay, so you let it dry, and then do you just, like, continue your day, or do you have to then wash it off?
Well, you're a kid. Your mama put it on you. Whatever she put on, you stay on.
Man.
You take your pissy ass outside and play.
You forget that you even have pee on your face by that point because you're too busy playing games.
Until you start to sweat and the piss and the sweat start to run down your face.
All right.
Like, ooh, this is extra salty.
Yeah, I smell different today. This is new.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're mixing piss and sweat and all of that. How old are you when this is first happening? Is your mom waiting until acne is starting to show? Or is she like, nah, we got to be proactive. And like at age 8, we're going to pre-piss you. And then that'll keep you from getting acne in the future.
I would say I probably was like 8 or 9 because I had really bad acne for a while.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, my mama was pretty much done having kids, but my aunt had a lot of kids and diapers and Pampers. And, you know, yeah, they old school. They, you know, to save money, you didn't buy Pampers. You bought cloth diapers because you could wash them out and let them dry,
right,
and keep it moving. So, yeah.
So you just, whoever had a baby nearby was now a resource for keeping everybody else
acne free,
normal. Yeah.
Acne free. Acne free.
Acne free. There's a nice communal quality to this that I think doesn't get brought up when you unpack some of these conversations of just like, nah, we all have a responsibility in this shit. You got a baby. Let me get your baby pee so that my kid don't look weird in his or her middle school age. You know what I mean?
Somebody should really do research on this because I think it worked, but I would like to know if it really, really worked. I bet you if it worked, boy, they have baby pissing and everything. Join that shit up.
Well, guess what? I did a bunch of research in it. I can't tell you yet because I have to follow the organization of this program, but I will tell you I unpacked a lot of shit in looking this up, and I'm excited for us to do it together.
Tell me you're going to try baby piss to the face.
I'm not going to tell you that. And I'm certainly not going to tell you during a recording. That seems irresponsible.
No, this is some old school technique shit. I'm not saying take the baby, let it piss in your face like rain. I'm saying, are you going to try the diaper treatment?
What I'm saying is if I go, I'm going to take baby piss to the face, somebody's going to pull that quote. And then that's going to be the shit that I got to deal with on the internet for the rest of my life. Not me, and not today. I want to keep the little bit of career that I've built for myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't take baby piss to the face like that. You got to reword it.
You got to take a dab of baby piss in a separate holder and then press that to your face, I think is the better way of communicating it.
Yeah, maybe so. Because the wet diaper just wipe it all over your face and you go by your business.
Okay, tell me a little bit about, because I think that this is going to help with some of the context around it, right? Tell me a little bit about where you're from. What city, what town are we talking about where all of this is happening?
I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia. So okay. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. We lived in the area called the Bluff or the West End area. So a lot of that went on there. And my granddaddy was, he lived in Decatur. So he had a bootleg house. So a lot of it went on there too.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel like as you've left Atlanta, that this is a thing that you've heard from other Black people or other people in general all over the country? Or do you feel like this is specifically like a Southern thing?
Maybe a Southern thing, but probably a Southern thing, because a lot of stories I tell people like, what the hell? I never heard of that. So it's probably a Southern thing. If you ask somebody that's close to my age and they'll tell you, oh, yeah, baby piss work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. So like, and that's a weird thing about the South is like, y'all really do have like these completely separate, like, I grew up in Chicago. It was a thing I heard, but I don't know that I knew anybody that had actually tried it. And I feel like the South is like, nah, we'll do the shit. It don't matter to us. We'll try the thing that existed before.
And the South was try the thing and make the damn thing work, okay? Right. Because if you go to somebody old house and you're talking to somebody old and they'll tell you, hey, put baby piss on your face. Like if you having cramps, oh, do this. You know, back in the day when women would have a baby, they say, don't go outside for 14 days after you have a baby. You're like, are you crazy? I'm about to go to the club. I just dropped the baby. I'm ready to go party. But that's the old stuff that you hear down south. And if you're dealing with somebody, an older person, over 50, I guarantee you they would tell you, oh, that little acne, I got something for you. Just put a little piss on it.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay. So these are people trying it. They're doing the thing. Do you feel like once Noxzema got introduced, you're saying like, oh, we got the Noxzema, we got the oil of Olay, whatever it is, that you were like, all right, I'm good on baby pee? Or were you still like, no, that's still the best option, but I accept that I have to go with store-bought items because I've run out of babies to use?
Well, probably because you ran out of babies to use. Sure. We started to grow up and nobody wanted 8-year-old piss in their face anymore. So right. I remember going from baby.
Right. That baby's trying a cigarette at this point. You can't.
No, that baby can wipe it. That baby can wipe his own ass. We don't want that pee. So Noxzema was the next big thing I remember.
Yeah. Is there any part of you now that worries that besides, I know that we're saying baby pee is pure, right? That it's the less toxic version of the thing. But we also now live in a world that's like a post-pandemic weird fucking place where we thought a bunch of things that were perfectly normal are not normal. Is there any part of you that goes like, maybe baby pee isn't healthy for us to just be pressing near our eyeballs and lips and shit?
What is piss going to do to you, sir? Some people use piss for a sexual act, okay?
Yeah, I don't know that that's healthy for them either.
Piss can't put your eyes out. It can't drown you. You talking about you act like it's more healthy to put piss in your eye than Noxzema. Jeez.
That's fair.
Noxzema, burn your pupils out. Piss to just roll right on with the other liquids in your eye.
Okay. All right, so P, you're like, no, I'm accepting P as an effective solution to this. I don't mind the
back
possibility
in the day. Back in the day, I think baby piss worked. I really do. I wouldn't do it today.
Well, that's what I was going to ask because you have kids. Do you think your kids are going to hand down this tradition?
Hell no, my bougie kids. Anybody use no piss around the house for nothing? And this, you got the internet. We didn't have the internet, so we didn't know if it was good or bad. You just picked up habits from people before you. So no, right. I don't think my kids would let me put. Other than my youngest son, I tried one time on. I don't think my kids would go for that. Nah,
they're not going for it for themselves. They're not going to do it for their kids. This is sort of like a dead tradition at this point in your mind.
Pretty much. You know, kids don't follow the old remedies that their parents and grandparents followed. No.
Do you think, and this is more of a, I guess, a more like theoretical question. Do you think that that's a bad thing that we're moving away from those traditions? Do you think we need to find ourselves back in a space where we are like being loyal to like, yeah, rub some piss in your face as a proud.
Cheaper.
Yeah. This is proud African history you're talking about. Rub that piss and solve that acne.
I think some people stick to the ones that they like, you know. I don't know if piss is one of them. When I saw it on your list, that's why it took me to death. I hadn't heard that in years. But I think people take some of those remedies and they still stick to it. Like I did on my podcast one day. I mentioned Mercuricom, that orange shit that they used to put on you. That I don't know if it worked, but that shit burned like hot sauce on you. But
Wait. What? You said Mercuricom?
Uh-huh. And
what was it meant to help me with?
It was like you put it on sores and shit. Like if you had chicken pops and it turned your skin orange and shit. I don't think the shit worked, but black people live by that shit.
Right.
And when I brought it up on my podcast, they was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And everybody went to Google, are you talking about this, Miss Pat? I was like, I'm talking about that. So, and I catch myself sometimes like, you need some Mercuricom. Come here, let me put a, I probably would say, now that you brought it back to my brain, let me put a little piss in your face. You getting acne. Because I do have a 13-year-old at the house that got a little acne, but damn, I don't have a baby.
Right.
If I put my piss on it, that's child abuse.
Well, I'll tell you this. I got a baby on the way. So if you want it, I'll store up some piss for your child and we'll trade off. I'll find some resources I can get from you in exchange.
Yeah, I might give it a try with my 13-year-old. I have a 13-year-old that I'm cussing. Come on, let me pull a piss on that acne, boy.
What you're saying sort of reminds me of the fact, and I just learned this recently, right, is like, I think about like chicken pox, right, and how like everybody used to say like, oh, if your kid has chicken pox, you put your kid next to other people's kids so that they could get the chicken pox and then they could all like just get it at the same time, be done with it,
yeah,
and not have to get it ever again, right? And now apparently for kids that are under like, or people that are under like 27, they're all vaccinated from the chickenpox, which I didn't even realize. Like,
Excuse me, baby. Yes, you say under 27. I'm 49 and I'm vaccinated against chickenpox.
You didn't get the chickenpox?
Well, everybody got it, but you still got the shot.
I don't think I ever got a shot. I think I just got stood next to my sisters and then, you know, itched for a week.
No, your mom, if you got shots to go into school, chicken pox is one of the shots you got.
Oh, damn.
That's probably why I didn't do it. That's probably why I didn't break out as bad.
Oh, so chicken pox, in theory, could do some real fucked up shit, but the vaccination makes it so that it isn't all that.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, I had chicken pox, infotigos, all of that shit.
Yeah. I mean, I knew about like measles and mumps and all those vaccinations. I didn't know chickenpox was one of them, but I'm glad I'm learning.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, chickenpox is one of the vaccines that we get. So that's why you don't see them anymore.
Right. Certainly not at the frequency that it was happening, I guess, in school. One of the things that I think I think about, though, is all the home remedies that came with chickenpox when you got them, right? Like it was like taking baths in oatmeal and shit that was meant to be like a relief for the chicken pox. And I don't know that it did.
The other one was taking the oxygen soap. You remember that thick ass brown soap?
Uh-huh.
You remember the thick brown soap? My mama used to use it for her laundry. And she also would scrub our legs with it to put the medication for the chicken pox on it. I hated that fucking soap, that oxygen soap. Water couldn't melt this soap. She uses it to wash clothes, because we wash clothes on our hands, and we also bathe in it. It's thick as hell. It's probably like a brick. It lasts for like a month.
And that's why you had acne. You were getting washed with the same stuff you were washing clothes with. That's where the acne came from.
Probably so, sir. Probably so, baby. I don't know, but I remember that shit when we had chicken pox. I hated her because she would scrub us. Damn.
Yeah.
You know, the bust of pops, and then she would put the medication on pop. And you be in there hollering like you getting your ass beat.
And this is meant to be a cure. This is meant to help you through the pain that you're suffering.
Well, helped to get the chicken pops healed. And what I don't know what the hell she was doing with us, but I got a lot of spots from where we had chicken pops and infotigos, and she's scrubbing those with bar soap.
Oh, that's wild. All right, let me ask you this last question before we go to break. And I think this is one that I think is going to help us decide whether or not this baby P is in fact a good decision or not. Do you feel like there are other traditions that you've carried over that your kids or kids, you know, other generations would go, that's crazy. Hell no, I would never do that. Much in the same vein of rubbing a baby's diaper on your face.
My mama, when I was little, my mama had this thing where she had a garden in Atlanta, and she would say, to make it rain, she would say, put a nail in a tree. You know, you go outside and you nail a nail in a tree, and that's going to make it rain.
Wait, I have so many questions. Why?
Now, I tell you, that shit did not work. And I told my kids that, go put a nail in the tree so it can rain. They're like, where the fuck you get that? That post shit from? Well, my mama had a garden in our backyard in Atlanta, and whenever she wanted to rain, she'd have us go out there, oak tree, and just nail nails in the tree. And we put so many fucking nails, and I was like, oh, somebody tell this bitch this shit don't work.
So you're just caught any day you need rain, you just go out, you nail a nail, and you just hope that I guess, affect the weather that made it more moist in the air, I guess?
I don't know, but that's what she believed. And she would have all as nails, so many nails in this tree in our backyard when we was kids.
Jesus. All right. Well, I'll say this. Baby P sounds real reasonable, weighed against nailing trees for rain. So I guess we're starting on a good foot. Baby P is the most reasonable of the options that you've considered up to this point.
Yep.
I love it. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Miss Pat and more My Mama Told Me. And we are back.
Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America, America.
Yep, we're still here with Miss Pat. We're back. We're talking baby pee. We're talking nails in trees for rain. We're talking all the sort of conspiracy theories that are handed down as tradition and might be complete nonsense. But Miss Pat did it anyway, and I love it. I love that she tried all of this stuff. We don't get that very often. A lot of these conspiracy theories are just people making fun of stuff. But you're like, nah, fuck that. I'm trying this shit. It's beautiful.
We was forced to try it. Ain't no, what you gonna do with a black mama? Come and let me rub that piss in your face. No, piss. Get your black ass over here.
Oh, that's a factor that you didn't explain that part. And I love that that's an added addition, that she was like, no, I'm gonna rub this piss in your face. And you're like, no, I don't want the piss. I thought y'all were lining up voluntarily. Like,
oh, no, no. She's like, come in and put this piss in your face. Oh, mama, piss again. But you know, you can't tell no black mama no. You get the hell beat out you and 2-3 pissy pampers in your face.
Right. Now you're getting extra pampers as punishment.
Yep.
I love that. All right. Let's dive into this research, because some of this research, I think, is going to be very exciting to you. And other parts of this research are going to disappoint you hugely. So let's find out which parts are which, I think.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, when I looked up, does baby pee cure acne? And keep in mind, I'm not a motherfucking scientist. I don't know shit. I just Google stuff and try to talk funny. That said, dermatologists across the board seem pretty certain that pee, even that of a baby, does not cure acne. It is not, in fact, a solution to your acne. That's what dermatologists are saying.
They lying because they can't make no fucking money from it. Remember weed was bad for you? Now everybody sell weed.
Oh, I like what you're doing. Hold on. Yeah, I like what you're talking about.
Okay.
It feel like you about to talk some talk.
Yeah, when the white man can make some money by it, soon as they realize piss got the ingredients for acne from listening to your podcast, they're going to be running around here with those little Epidural things up baby asses to get pure piss out of them. They ain't make no money from it. First, weed was a problem. Remember when weed was a problem? It was a bad drug. Now everybody that don't look like us got a dispenser. Come on.
Ooh, you're talking some shit. Hold on.
No, that's how they get you.
That's how they get you. I like what you're saying, because you're nailing something that I think is very important here. That at the end of the day, these medical professionals still are often connected to businesses, and they're either their personal businesses or larger entities and corporations and all this shit. So what you're telling me is there's a high possibility that these people are denying the healing properties of baby pee for the sake of forcing us to take some bullshit that they cooked up at a higher price.
Well, baby piss is free. They didn't create that. When they can create some shit that they can push on you, they can make money. Anything that does with healing anything is all about money.
Yeah.
I mean, they ain't even did the research on baby piss to say baby piss don't work. You got to ask an old black bitch in the hood with her toenails that ain't been clipped in 30 years. Do baby piss work?
Right. Okay. I like this. Here's the part of the research that I think this ties perfectly into, is that there is now a trend sweeping the nation basically referred to as urine therapy or urotherapy, where people will pay top dollar to have piss rubbed on their faces. But even more interesting in relation to your conspiracy theory, this is not baby pee that they're referring to. They are talking about their own urine and or like the urine of like other adults or animals that they are like rubbing on their faces as a treatment for like any facial issues they have. They say it tightens the skin and tones and lifts and does all kinds of medicinal things. And they're paying money for this. So to your point, there's a connection here between the money and the medicine, if you will.
Give it a few years. Piss will be in Botox. You just said the magic word, tighten your skin. Who the fuck want their skin tightened? Piss gonna end up in Botox. Watch what I tell you.
They say it tightens skin like toner. It can treat psoriasis, eczema, mm-hmm. and acne. And they say it clears up your complexion, which feels like a very white want. You know what I mean? Of like, I want my skin to be as like sort of like pale and even as possible. They're going to baby pee for it, or adult pee, excuse me, for it now.
Yeah, and they might moisturize it. It might come out with a moisturizer. They get the person who pisses to eat enough grease. It might turn into a moisturizer. I'm telling you, it's only because they ain't put it in the can yet. You watch what I tell you. Next thing you're gonna know, this is gonna be a cream called Piss on Me.
Just eat this bottle of Country Crock and let's see what comes out of you after this.
Yeah,
I love that. So one of the things that I wanted to understand about what people think is happening with pee and baby pee and adult pee, all of it, is like, what are the properties in it that makes it so healing? And one of the things that doctors do acknowledge, even the ones mm-hmm. that are saying that it isn't a cure, they say the key medicinal reason people are so focused on drinking, and that's another element that they're also talking about, is drinking pee as a medicinal healing thing for your insides. But one of the things that they talk about is that pee contains something called urea, uric acid, that's inside the pee. And urea is said to possess antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral characteristics. And some researchers are even exploring the potential of that urinary, of other urinary substances as a treatment for infertility and specific forms of cancer. They're saying that like, it basically is like this super antiviral, antibacterial thing, and it can help potentially help you have babies and keep you from getting specific kinds of cancer.
And you still don't want me to rub piss in your face?
Well, not yet. I'm not there yet. That's not where I'm at. We just met, but maybe we'll get there together. So one of the things that I thought was really helpful in sort of some of these revelations was that although these practices of urinary treatment and uro treatment and all this are sort of like new and new agey and frankly white, it's actually rooted in a lot of ancient traditions. There's this mm-hmm. ancient Indian healing practice called Ayurveda. I'm not pronouncing that shit right, but it advocates for urine therapy as a treatment for asthma, arthritis, allergies, acne, cancer, indigestion, migraines, wrinkles, and a host of other conditions. So in theory, this is something that we didn't just come up with recently, but that existed for years and years and years, well before, you know, new medicine did come around.
See, I told you. Then I tell you. But think about this. Yep. When I was a kid, I don't remember, what is that skin disease you just named it?
Eczema.
That shit wasn't around when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember anybody ever having eczema when I was little. You had a few bumps here and there, you get a little pissed on and you go about your business. But look, all of this other shit that they putting in chemicals and soap, the cure to it could literally be you sticking your hand between the baby ass and letting them piss on it, and it could probably. Well, I mean, you know, getting the piss and letting the baby get, you know, I'm telling you. It's and that is a fact.
It's a fascinating argument, I think, that we hear in other ways, right? That like they talk about like all the shit that gets put in our foods now. Like all anybody who eats raw or eats vegan or all the things that people decide to do with their healthy eating choices is mostly saying, yo, I don't trust all the pesticides and weird, like, you know, growth hormones they put in our food. So I'm making a choice to avoid that stuff. To your point, that same principle might exist in the things that we're applying to our skin. And we're just opting to move in a direction where now acne and eczema and all these psoriasis, all these other things are more prevalent because we've allowed these other things to exist in our bodies and our products.
You know, they say we are what we eat.
Mm-hmm.
No. Believe me, I have waffle fries on my arms every day. Because I love some fucking Chick-fil-A. Yeah. But I do believe the piss is healing.
And so you can make a choice to either be a piss healer or a noxema healer. And being a noxema healer might introduce a world of other issues that, while it might cure your acne, doesn't solve these other things it's introducing.
Noxema was horrible.
Yeah, it's okay. Not good for you.
No, man, I would use, like I said earlier, I would use piss way before I use Noxzema. When I go in the store sometime and I still see it on the shelf, I'm shocked.
Yeah, but that's the crazy part, right? Like, I was talking to my wife and she was telling me that, like, pretty much every tampon and sort of like a female product is soaked in bleach, that they like dip, they like put them in bleach because they want them to be white. So that it presents as like a clean thing for y'all to put inside of yourselves. But you're not supposed to put bleach in your pussy. Like, that's not.
No, you don't.
That's not how that works.
You can bathe in bleach. Now, I remember a lot of my mom and them used to bathe us in bleach and shit. But
wait a minute. Just like a full bathtub of bleach?
No. You say you're from Chicago. So back in the day, you would always put like two caps of bleach, or you just pour some bleach over in your bath water. They didn't do that to you.
Why would you do that?
I don't fucking know. I guess to keep us black. I don't know. But I was just talking to somebody the other day. Yeah, we bathed in bleach. I mean, I don't know why, but we always bathed in bleach when we was coming up.
Oh, man. I'd never heard of that before in my life.
Really?
No,
oh, you got to go to everybody. It was bleach back in the day. Everybody know that if you're from down south.
Damn.
You got your dirty ass in that tub with two caps of bleach.
Oh, man, I just used Johnson & Johnson, no tears, and that did the trick for me, but hey.
Sir, your parents had money, okay? The only Johnson & Johnson we know was Trix, who was coming to the hood to buy pussy.
Fair enough. I can't argue with that.
But your wife is right. They do soak. That's why we got vegan tampons now. You know, tampons with, I don't use tampons, but a lot of that stuff is causing problems for females. Cause I don't think you're supposed to stick nothing up in there anyway.
Right.
Personally, I don't like them anyway, but they do cause a lot of female problems, they beginning to believe.
Right. And I think it's exactly that, right? That like we are introducing things that are meant to be solves, but in solving the problem, we're adding more problems. It's the same way that you were saying that, like, you know, we hear about this in the news that like all these people are able to live longer, right? Every single year we used to live till we were 30. Now we live till we're 90, 100 years old. But in doing that, we also have like 100 different types of cancer that probably didn't exist when we were 30. You just died because like a wolf bit your leg and you bled out until, you know, you couldn't anymore.
I don't know about no wolf, but I come from a family of alcoholics. Usually they walk out in the street and get hit by cars. That was no fucking
the same
illness.
Principle.
No, it's not. A wolf hurt. You get hit by a car and don't see it coming. You don't know it. You don't even know you've been hit until you wake up in hell and heaven.
Fair enough. Wolf can't take you out in one bite. So yeah, that, I can't argue with that.
Yeah, but a car can take your ass out of one little swipe.
So one of the things that I found in the research, and this is going to go against some of what you're advocating for, but I wanted to know why the if urine, urea, uric acid have all of these quote unquote healing properties, why are doctors saying that rubbing pee on a person's face doesn't work? And one of the things that they say is that there aren't enough amounts of these substances in pee to actually offer the medicinal treatment that they claim to be offering. So that basically in pee, pee is mostly water. It's like 90% water, and the urea only makes up like 5% of the actual pee. And so what you're rubbing on your face, while it does have these potentially healing properties, it also is so small that it isn't actually going to have the major effects.
Well, let me say this to you. If you're taking 6 diapers to the face a day, you're probably going to get that effect.
Right. So this is an issue of commitment. You got to be committed to rubbing your face with these diapers, and not, you can't be a coward about this shit.
Well, they sell you $100 cream that take you 8 months to work. It's just like piss with a whole bunch of water. I mean, you buy $100 face cream, that stuff is watered down too. They're not going to, they ain't like they giving you all the good stuff. If they cured in one episode, you wouldn't have to come back.
Fair. Right. So the creams themselves are also something you're returning to. It's just a question of how you want to return. You want to return for free, or you want to return for $500?
Yeah, I think so. I really do think so.
Okay, here's the additional thing that they say about the issue with rubbing pee on your face, is that pee, to your point, both adult and baby, although baby they do say is more pure, is a uncontaminated substance, right? That in general, pee is, it isn't filled with a bunch of like bullshit, right? That said, they say that your body itself is super contaminated. So when the pee is leaving the person, it is immediately being filled with bacteria that is not meant for your face or other parts of your body. So the substance itself, fine, but the person shooting that shit out, poison. And that poison is then interacting with the pee, making it more contaminated, and then gives people like E. coli and shit.
I don't know nothing about that shit, because I'm talking about baby piss. I'm not talking about letting a 30-year-old woman piss on. So I'm talking about baby, ain't all of that stuff ain't passing through no baby. You know, it ain't like my mama pissed on a pamper or a diaper and wiped it in my face. It was always from a baby. So that could be true, because, you know, they tell us to wipe from front to back to make sure everything, when you go to the doctor for a checkup, to make sure you got all the bad stuff off your vagina. But you're talking about an unused penis or vagina. That thing is pure as it can get. So, you know, it ain't got no E. coli. It ain't passing through all of that other bull crap. I'm still focused on baby piss. But they're doing, I don't know who out here letting grown people piss in their face. I don't know nothing about that. Maybe there's some good shit in there. I think that's sexual, but I'm talking about
that. I'm sure there's quite a few people who are doing it sexually too, but some are claiming it's not sexual, that it truly is just the medicine. Now, here's the other part that I think is really important for us to unpack here, which is all the research that I sort of found talks about the fact, and you've actually brought this up a number of times, is that this is the baby pee of it all is often a choice of necessity. That this, if you have lack of resources, if you have things that are not readily available to you, then you choose to find solutions to these problems that are more immediate. And so they talk about, like in the research, the fact that pee is uncontaminated and people drink their pee as a way of hydrating in foreign countries and places where there are less resources. And then a bunch of white people hear about that and they figure out a way to make money off of that by selling back to Americans all the bullshit that other people are doing strictly for survival.
Free,
it's,
yes.
It's not that you wanted to drink your pee. Nobody's like, man, you know what I got a taste for? It's a tall glass of pee. It's that,
cold glass of pee.
Oh, sure. You don't want that hot. You got to chill that bad boy. Give me some piss on ice.
Yes. I like my shit on the rocks. No, as soon as they find out that they can cure anything with piss, I'm telling you, it's going to be on the market. I go back to when they thought weed was an issue. And they've been smoking weed in Africa for how many years? How many years they've been doing this stuff, saying it's healthy for your body? Think about this. I've never seen nobody really commit a crime on weed. Weed is the most chillest thing out there. But all of a sudden now, oh, we need to put weed. It's paying for everything in this country. Watch what I tell you. Baby piss is on its way up.
And even to the analogy you're making, like you look at the Olympics, right? Sha'Carri Richardson, she's canceled from the Olympics. She can't go and run the race because she smokes weed, but they're then selling weed in Japan and like advertising weed as a part of the Olympic Games. And so it's like this weird dance of like, oh, she smoked, but she ain't smoked the shit we can make money off of. So nah, you got to go. And it's everything's a money grab.
Yeah. And you wait till they figure out black women got the best pee. They gonna have us right here squatting like hell.
You gonna squat, but they ain't gonna give you credit. I'm gonna tell you right now.
They're gonna like, oh, Sha'Carri piss make you run faster. And they're gonna, well, let's go get the other one. And watch what I tell you. You laughing, but I'm gonna tell you, like, Miss Pat said this shit. I'm telling you, it's something to baby piss. And I believe it. I really do think it helps out with acne if you get enough of it.
Well, it sounds like nothing I've said has even swayed you in the slightest. And I love it. I love you. You dug your feet in and it's beautiful. And frankly, I think I might consider rubbing this pee on my face now that we've had this conversation. This is very exciting.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Don't knock it till you try it. And God damn it, I might just have to try it. We're going to take one more break. We'll be back with more Miss Pat and more My Mama Told Me. And we are back. Yeah, we're back here with more Miss Pat. More My Mama Told Me. She was not expecting DMX to speak that way on the Reading Rainbow song, but we're still having fun talking about this baby pee. And I think I'm really considering rubbing some pee on my face anytime I have a breakout. This is the
baby pee.
Baby pee. Listen, I'm not starting with adult pee. I've made it 34 years without putting adult pee on my face. I don't plan on going back on that now.
Believe me, you have put adult piss in your face. You just didn't know it.
Hold on. Tell me more, because I've worked real hard to avoid that shit.
Have you ever performed oral sex on a woman? Well, you've been pissed on. Just take my word and let's move on.
Don't ruin it for me. No, let me enjoy it. I have a nice time down there. Don't taint it with your cruel intentions.
You can't stop the piss when it's slipping out, sir. We ain't going to carry you. Young man, you still wet behind the ear. You think you created all that wetness? You a damn fool.
Well, I'm going to have a stern talk with my wife when this is over. We're going to change some things around here.
What you going to do, tell her go pee before you start? The bladder, it does its own thing. It's never empty.
It's going to be dry oral sex from now on, just to make sure ain't no piss in there. Good dry oral sex. Nobody's having fun anymore.
You know what dry oral sex is like? Eating cereal with no milk. Well, move on. Let's play your game, baby.
All right, we're going to play a game. This is a classic game on the show. It's a game called White Lies.
Ugly. You're disgusting. I'm going to kill you. Give me $200.
It's White Lies. This is a fun game where I am going to introduce to you a classic conspiracy theory, a conspiracy theory that white people have been holding on to strong. And what I would love for you to do is tell me where you think this conspiracy theory comes from, how much you believe it, all right? And more importantly, why you think white people are so committed to it. Why is this a conspiracy theory that white people hold on to so dearly? Now, this is a dark one. I'm going to give you a slightly dark conspiracy theory, but you're funny enough. I know you can handle it. There are lots of white people now who believe that any mass shootings, any sort of like incidents of mass murder are actually staged by the government, that the government is staging mass shootings for their own benefit. I am asking you, Ms. Pat, why you think that white people believe this so much.
Because they don't want to know that their kids are that fucking crazy coming out of the basement that will go shoot up a whole goddamn school. They don't want to know that they're raising mass shooters. So they're in denial. Oh, no, not my white baby. My white baby would never do this. This shit is a movie. This is made the fuck up. You know how it is when you don't want to say shit. That ain't real. It's real, white people. Y'all do mass shooting. I tell them all the time, we do drive-by. We shoot the motherfucker that we came to shoot. Yeah. We don't shoot everybody. But they do. They just walk out and say, well, I feel like killing. Where do I go today? Chuck E. Cheese and kill everybody. And when they interview the parent, they be like, that's why they always say he was a good kid. No, the fuck he wasn't. He was down there eating boogers and twirling his hair for the last 12 years. You knew something wrong with that nigga, but you didn't do nothing to help this crazy motherfucker. You knew the motherfucker crazy. That's why you kept him in the basement, because you were scared of him.
There it is. Yep. I couldn't agree more. I think there's nothing worse than having to look your own child in the face and realize that they're fucked up. And so it's easy to connect a bunch of red string in the background and pretend like this is some government conspiracy theory instead of being like, God damn, I should have spent more time talking to this motherfucker and really figuring out how to make them not like this.
See, a black mama would go in the basement. Nigga, what you down here in this motherfucking basement twirling your hair for? He would have never had that much time to play. She'd have whooped his ass out there. Take the trash out. Why you always in the basement? Go outside and play, motherfucker.
I like that you think that twirling the hair is where they, that's where they really find their evil, is when they're twirling hair.
Yep. A black mama wouldn't get their child that much time to think. Get your ass outside, Ray. It's hot. Go kiss your son, motherfucker. Everything they would think of, the black mama done interrupted in their minds.
I love that. So what you're saying is that black parents' ability to interrupt your quiet time is essential for making sure that you don't become a mass shooter, that you don't turn into one of these awful fucking people that kills everybody for no reason.
Well, black people kill people too, but your plan ain't gonna be developed at the house. That's all I'm saying. Hey, we shoot each other every motherfucking day, okay? But I'm just saying, that plan didn't start at the house. It started at your friend's house, because that black mama done interrupted. But, you know, I think the reason why they believe that, because it's somebody that looks like them, and they don't want to be looked at in that light. Mm-hmm. So instead, they'll say, oh, it's some shit that the government cooked up. This shit really ain't real. White people could never do no shit like that. You let them tell the slavery wasn't real. So that's all.
I got you. It's too familiar and too much of a mirror back at themselves. So they say, fuck it. This has to be something more sinister.
And I give you a great example. It's like me, I'm fat, right? So they think all fat girls cook in the middle of the night, and that's the only time we get fucked. And that's, I hate that fucking conspiracy. I'm like, who is not fucking fat women during the day? That's a conspiracy theory. That's some bullshit. And I don't like to be looked at like that because I'm fat. I'm like, I'm not going to cook you no fried chicken at 2:30 in the morning for you to fuck me. So, you know. So that's why I'm on a diet, because I'm trying to get out of that whole era where people won't think I'm on fried chicken in the middle of the night.
Right. You're not going to be somebody's midnight chef. You trying to get some ass during the day. I respect that.
I don't want no ass. I'm married. I just want back teeth and health care. I want shit. I've been fucking since the sixth grade. I don't want no ass. I just want some money.
Fair enough. Well, you heard it here, folks. Get Miss Pat some money. She don't need your ass. She needs the money. She needs the health care. But more importantly, Miss Pat, can you tell all the people where they can find you, what cool stuff you have going on?
I'm on all the social media platforms as Comedian Miss Pat, C-O-M-E-D-I-A-N, INNEMSPAT. My show drops August 12th on BET Plus. It's a 10-episode sitcom created by me and Jordan Cooper, along with Lee Daniel and Ron Howard Company, called Imagine. It's about a Black family that was dumped in the middle of a very conservative neighborhood, and it tells the life of me moving from Atlanta to Indiana, which is very fucking funny. We touch on some crazy stories, some crazy issues, and we talk about real things, and we use a real fucking language.
Hell yeah. I love that. Well, make sure you watch Miss Pat's show. And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman. And if you have drops, if you have conspiracy theories, if you have shit that you want to send me, you can send it to mymamapod@gmail.com. Otherwise, I don't know. Bye.